Hello, welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're going to delve into the real stories behind some of the creepiest cartoons of all time, from unexplained ghosting actors to horrifying behind-the-scenes scandals. These cartoons will have you questioning what you thought you knew about your childhood favorites. I'm your host, and today we'll be talking about the real cartoon stories that will give you goosebumps. Cartoons are a huge part of our childhood memories. They're meant to entertain and bring a smile to our faces. However, behind every cartoon, there may be a darker story than we might not have noticed as kids. Let's dive into some of the most creepy and bizarre stories behind our favorite cartoons. First up, we have Courage the Cowardly Dog. There is a popular fan theory that suggests that the monster that exists within Courage the Cowardly Dog may not actually exist. Instead, the in-universe explanation is that all of the monsters are merely fantastical manifestations of Courage's own mind. After all, Courage has always been portrayed on the show as being easily scared whether there is a monster present or not. This theory suggests that his natural feeling of fear have given birth to monsters based on how he perceives the world, his general lack of understanding when it comes to the world around him. In theory, has led to him exaggerating with everyday people perceiving as normal problems. Meanwhile, he views them as catastrophic events. This would explain why a courage character like us, Taste and Merle rarely, if ever, seem to be afraid of the villains. For example, Freaky Fred may have just been a weird guy made terrifying because of Courage's own fear of getting his hair cut. As with most fan stories, it's all up to the viewer to decide how valid this one is. But Powerpuff Girls, Super Smash Up 1 and 2 from Derek Charm, Jeremy Whitley, and George Monlongo seem to both confirm and disprove this theory. First, readers see the Powerpuff Girls respond and react to one of these monsters, confirming that they do exist. However, readers also see the Courage hallucinating what the Powerpuff Girls look like. At first glance, he sees them as far creepier and scarier than they actually appear. It's very interesting to see this fan theory confirmed and disproved. It's disproved that the monsters are only in Courage's head and that they are merely manifestations in his own fears. At the same time, it's confirmed that Courage doesn't overact to normal things in the world. Yes, he views the world as far more terrifying than it actually is, but that doesn't mean that his fears are invalid. The world within the universe of Courage the Cowardly Dog is truly plagued with monsters. Even if Courage views those monsters as scarier than they already are, as well as basic things and people are scarier than they actually are. Next up, we have SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay, so the first theory, there are many theories, and one of the theories is that characters mutations from clear nuclear testing. One of the most persistent SpongeBob SquarePants fan theories is that the reason the underwater denizens of Bikini Bottom, where SpongeBob and his friends live, is they are all being mutated by nuclear tests. This is manually due to the fact that the name of the aforementioned mentioned Bikini Bottom is similar in the name to Bikini Atoll, where the US military carried out about 24 nuclear bomb testing nations were in the years 46, 58. Kenny seemed to confirm Bikini Bottom's location at Bikini Atoll in a 2015 interview with Bufflington Post. However, the nuclear tests leading to mutation theory was first popularized by Reddit user AntiNestio, and there is more evidence from other users that help to solidify its verification. For instance, a deleted user in the same Reddit thread talked about the Pie Bomb episode, season 2, Die for Pie, where at the end of the episode, the pie lands in Square One's face, and where you see a nuclear explosion is footage from an actual nuclear explosion at the Bikini Atoll. And there is indeed that exposure to nuclear radiation that changed the biological makeup of creatures. According to studies, low doses of nuclear radiations may damage or alter a cell's genetic code, or DNA. Sure, nuclear radiation doesn't follow sea creatures to begin speaking English, but fire can't exist underwater either. So maybe just relax. Another very, very popular, I haven't watched SpongeBob SquarePants. Don't get hate on me for that, but I haven't. And even I believe in this one because everything to me makes sense in this one. It's just that every character has a mental illness. Mental illness is always a touchy subject to abroad in social in media, even at the best of times. Well, there has been many great examples over the years of respectful and win stakes in films, TV shows, and animations. There have also been a lot of missed the mark, and given that SpongeBob SquarePants has such a funny, goofy, and irreverent tone, it would seem an unlikely candidate to depict characters suffering from deep mental issues, especially while being granted jeered towards children. However, a fan theory from another Reddit user, a strawberry UU girl, I don't know how to say it, but yeah, explains in great detail how the various marine characters in SpongeBob SquarePants actually suffer from some form of mental illness. To be fair, there is actually a decent amount of textual evidence from various episodes that alludes to thinking like SpongeBob actually addicted to codependency, Patrick having multiple personality disorders, and SpongeBob's driver's ID teacher, Mr. Spuff, showing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, there's a really strong possibility that none of this textual evidence has even persuasively done by the creators. In fact, the reason why there may be a lot of textual evidence may be to the fact that these characters may have been based on real people in the creators or writers' lives, or even based on themselves in some ways. For instance, Community showrunner Dan Harmon realized he may have been on the autistic spectrum while writing for the characters Abed via Vulture. There are many other theories, but I will not be reading or talking about them right now because there are several, even on SpongeBob, which is so freaking famous. So yeah, I won't be getting very detailedly into those. I just selected two of them on SpongeBob. Moving on, we have The Simpsons. This iconic cartoon has been over the air for 30 years and is full with hidden messages and creepy theories. One of the most popular theories is that the show predicted the future. Over the years, The Simpsons have predicted several events, including the election of Donald Trump and the Ebola outbreak, and even COVID-19 pandemic. While the show's creator deny any psychic abilities, it's hard to deny the errant accuracy of their predictions. Now, I'm going to say many times The Simpsons actually predicted the future, just so you have a little something, I don't know. Okay, so the first is Seyfried and Roy's Tiger Attack. So it was on season 2, episode 10, if you want to go. It's Springfield, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Legalized Gambling. It was predicted in 93 and it came true in 2003. After Springfield decides to legalize gambling, Mr. Burns opens a casino where German musicians Gunther and Ernst perform a routine, seeming to spoof the long-running Las Vegas Seyfried and Roy show. Tragically, a bit in which the animation duo is attacked by their tiger come in fruition 10 years later when Roy Horn was mauled on stage by a white Bengal tiger, leaving him partially paralyzed and ending the long-running production. Next on, we have Autocorrect Fails. On season 6, episode 8, Lisa on Ice. It was predicted in 1994, came true in 2007. During a Springfield Elementary School assembly, Kinray asks fellow Dolly, Bully Dolph, take a memo to beat up Martin on his Newton, Apple's early attempt at a personal digital assistant. However, the machine translates the message into "eat up Martha" instead, foreshadowing the common messaging errors people blame on iPhone's autocorrect technology. In fact, Nitin Ganatra, Apple's former director of engineering for iOS applications, revealed in 2013 that the Simpsons gag served as a rally cry while developing the software for the iPhone's keyboard. If you heard people talking and they used the words "eat up Martha," it was basically a reference to the fact that we need to nail the keyboard. We need to make sure that the text input works on this thing, otherwise, here comes the "eat up Martha's," he told Fast Company. Next up is FaceTime. Season 6, episode 19, Lisa's Wedding. Predicted in 1995, it came true in 2010. In this futuristic installment, Lisa talks with Merge using her phone's video chat capabilities, predicting the popular FaceTime feature on today's iPhone by 15 years, actually. Next up, we have Faulty Voter Machines. Season 20, episode 4, Treehouse and Horror X1X. I really can't read in those kind of letters, sorry. Was predicted in 2008, came true 2012. In a bit inspired by the 2008 presidential election, Homer tries to vote for Barack Obama, only to have a voting machine records his election as John McCain several times. Coincidentally, when it came time for Obama to run for a second term in 2012, video footage emerged of a Pennsylvania machine switching a vote from Obama to one of his Republican opponents, Mitt Romney. The machine was reportedly taken out of a commission. Now I'm gonna switch to something more now. I mean, it was 3 years ago, but still it's a now. So, the 2020 Experience, Season 4, Episode 21, Merge in Chains, predicted in 1993, came true 2020. If 2020 was a bingo card, The Simpsons could already have at least two squares ticked off. In the nearly 30-year-old episode, Merge in Chains, not only does an unprecedented flu sweep through Springfield, but when the townspeople begin rudely to demand a cure for the virus, a swarm of killer bees that could have leaked to the murder hornets that recently hit the US unexpectedly come into the picture. On the other hand, episode's co-writer Bill Oakley told The Hollywood Reporter in March that any comparisons the storyline seems to invite to coronavirus are purely coincidental. There are very few cases where The Simpsons predicted something, he said. It's mainly just coincidence because the episodes are so old and that history repeats itself. Most of these episodes are based on things that happened in the 60s, 70s, or 80s that we knew about. So yeah. Now, I'm just going to select some. Like, there are quite a few, and they're really quite short this time, of the Powerpuff Girls. So, the first one that I'm gonna read, just one that seemed convincing to me, because, yeah, you can search these online to see more theories if you find them interesting. But yeah. So, the first one I have for you guys is the Professor created the girls from his own DNA because he can't have kids. According to a theory hypothesized by a Redditor user, the professor is productively sterile because he isn't able to have kids of his own. He used his sciency brain to contract his ingredients needed to create life in another way. In an alchematic fashion, they also claimed that the professor includes his own blood in the mix so that his DNA could be infused in the ingredients. The mixture produces the three homunculus burp of girls. Now, him, I don't know if I should pronounce like that, created all of the show's other villains. One of him's most satanic abilities is the power to manifest evil entities. If he can resume characters like the Rodolph of Boys, why can't he craft all new villains as well? According to one Redditor, him is the reason for the existence of some of the show's villains, such as Sedusa, the Hare, Wildled Tyrant, and Fuzzy Lumpkins, the Backwoods Hothead. Sedusa got her parents from using a him brand shampoo, granting her hair demonic superpowers and driving her insane. Fuzzy Lumpkins was cursed by him and transformed into a loopy, grumpy, pink beast. Another theory is the girls are just normal kids who are playing pretend. An interesting fan theory suggests that the events that happen within the show are entirely fabricated within the minds of the three little girls. Everything from Professor Unity being a super scientist to the girls having superpowers and an illusion projected by them. In reality, the professor is a pharmaceutical engineer. The evil villain Mojo Jojo is half-brother of the triplets, and the mayor of Townsville is their grandfather. Him, the Angra Genos devil, is the girl's gay uncle, whom Professor Otami has shutted from the family from being ungodly, which is why they don't refer to him by name. Another thing that I find really interesting, a theory of course, is the professor is actually in a coma and the Powerpuff Girls are his dreams. During his attempts to increase his fertility, Professor Otani began taking a pharmaceutical that made himself Chemical X. In Redditor Get Rabies Ving's theory, he began taking the substance without any formal medical testing, which caused the professor to OD and go into a coma. In his comatose state, he lives out his fantasy of the chemical working and him ending up with three super children. The girls are aspects of the professor's mind, projecting the things that he wishes he could have been as a child and fighting against the things that brought him terror in the real world. There are a lot of here about the professor, but I'm finding this really cool. This one I actually may kind of believe, but I don't know, I haven't really watched the whole cartoon. It's the professor was trying to turn himself into a superhero and the girls were a mistake. Redditor Sloth USA is convinced that Professor Utonium's Chemical X formula was meant for himself, to take himself into a superhuman. He planned to use the formula on himself so that he could protect the city of Townsville from invading monsters. Instead of being able to do this, he accidentally broke the breakers into his mixture of sugar, spice, and everything nice to end up with the Powerpuff Girls. That's all for today's episode. I hope I didn't scare you too much with these real cartoon stories. Which cartoon stories creeped you out the most? Let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more creepy stories behind your favorite cartoons. Until next time, stay creepy.